Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah. Chelsea in Oklahoma.
Yes.
What's happening?
Nothing much, just at work.
Yeah, what kind of job you get?
I actually work in the oil field.
What time do you have to wake up?
I get up about 3:30 every morning.
Man, I feel that pain, huh?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Chelsea, because I wake up at 3. There's rarely a morning, if ever, that I'm just happy to wake up at 3. I'm not a morning person, and I have a morning person job. How's that work for you?
You go to bed late and you get up early, so it's like, it stinks.
You take naps all day?
No.
Yeah, I need Lunchbox takes naps all day.
Every day.
Amy, do you take naps at all?
So occasionally, but...
Do the kids cut those out?
Yeah, well, the other day I took a nap here at the office just because
what?
I knew... Yeah.
Like, where'd you
I
sleep?
Was up here, right there on that couch. I set my alarm for 20 minutes, and I, like, tried to sleep, but then Lunchbox and Eddie kept walking in, and I'm like, hello, I'm trying to take a quick nap here.
Lock the door.
No, I'm not going to... No.
It was awkward. I thought her husband maybe kicked her out of the house.
Yeah. No, we were already here working, and it was a 20-minute nap. Like, it wasn't like I was sleeping here overnight. It was the middle of the day.
Just trying to get a little shut-eye?
No, I had to go meet up with them, and then there wasn't enough time to drive home, so in that time of... Instead of driving home, I took a nap, and it actually was amazing. I was like, Lunchbox might be onto something.
He goes to bed.
No, he does sleep 4 hours, 5 hours sleep.
Yeah, it's not a 20-minute.
No.
I do. My husband
minutes
taught
a waste
me.
Of time.
No, 20 minutes is not. Combat nap is what we call them at our house, and they actually can be highly effective.
So when your husband was serving, would he literally take combat naps?
Yeah, and he still does at home. I mean, I guess that's just what they nickname him. But yeah, you sleep when you can. And he can literally shut his eyes and fall asleep like anywhere. He may have to have his little mask and earplugs in, but he'll go to
sleep.
Why
they got
to
be little? Why
she make his little mask?
Okay,
and
it's like an eye mask, but it blocks out the light. And then
do you
the
make
earplugs.
Fun of him for the mask?
Well, listen, it was mine.
Boy. Oh, is it pink?
No, it's black. But he may have to stop wearing it because he thinks it's breaking him out.
Oh, see? Just throwing him under the bus completely.
It's cute, though.
Chelsea, you hearing this?
Hey, they work, though. Those 20-minute power naps, they work.
See?
Well,
hey, I appreciate you calling. Anything you want to say?
No, you guys make my day whenever I listen to you. I've been able to listen to you guys for about a week. I've been having some health issues with my mom, but when I do get to listen to you guys make my day, so.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope things get better with your mom. I appreciate you calling.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy sent me a story, and the link was how to email like a boss. And I thought it meant like how to email like a boss.
Like a boss, like a baller.
But really, it's how to email like a boss.
Like a legit boss, like a CEO. And basically, you just need to respond to emails quickly, to the point as possible. And that's how you stay efficient and you get things done. And I've always thought of Bobby's email style as, I don't know, rude. Sort of like rude.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Not boss-like, but just short and like confusing, because it would make me think like, oh, is he being short with me? Like, have I done something wrong? And then I analyze it for 10 minutes, which I shouldn't do. But really, what I learned after I read this is like, oh my gosh, Bobby's just been emailing like a boss.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
In both ways.
Like a CEO, because that's what they do. Because then otherwise, if you spend too long on your email, that's not a good use of time. And then if you don't respond because you want to do some crazy long response, your email's back up. Again, you're not efficient.
For me, if I get an email, I try to get it back out of my box as fast as possible.
Oh, wow.
With my thoughts that need. And it's the article is emailing like a CEO.
Okay. Well, I type so much, they end up being a draft.
Oh, Amy's are.
And then I'm like, maybe I'll send this later when I have more time to do another paragraph.
So, yeah, I do get in trouble for my tone.
But it's not your tone.
I like to call my tone CEO tone.
Yeah. Oh. Like a boss.
Definitely
yeah.
Short.
Like, but it's everything you need in an answer.
Maybe yeah. You get one of those email signatures that, you know, it's the automatic goes with all your emails at the bottom. Like it's signed, Bobby, P.S. Read this like I'm a boss. Like, don't get offended. Like, I'm not being rude. I'm just emailing like a boss.
Starting with not being rude.
Yeah, because
it sounds like the signature is way longer than any email that I've.
But it's already there. You don't even have to think about it. It's just there. It just goes with the email. And that way people know, like me, who have known you for 10 years, but I still analyze every email.
Longer than 10 years.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Way longer than 10 years.
Like 12 or 13 years. Yeah. Like but I know like it's just you. Yeah. You're just being efficient. I'm going to try it out.
I bet
I'll clear up. Let's see how many emails I have unread in my.
Here we go.
Oh, 1,647.
Oh, all right. Start emailing back like a boss, please. All right, there we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Terrell in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah.
What up, buddy?
Oh, man. Just wanted to call long time listener, big time fan. I commute about an hour and a half, 2 hours every day to work, and give guys the shows on the radio nonstop on the way home, on the way there, and positivity is awesome, and you guys are great to listen to, and I just want to say congrats on winning Dancing with the Stars. It was the first and only season I've ever watched and probably will watch.
That's funny. Hey, so what do you do for a living?
I work at a fire department.
And so you drive hour and a half, 2 hours every day?
Well, the way it plays out is we work 10 days a month, so it ends up being about 20 or a little bit more days a month that I end up making the commute, which isn't terrible.
Oh, yeah, okay, I get it. So you don't have to do it as much, but when you do it, it's a little longer. I guess kind of like a shift, too, right? Like, talk me through a shift for you.
So we work 24-hour shifts, 8 a.m. to 8 a.m., 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. We do anything from training to install smoke detectors for people in our community to fire prevention, pub ed, anything of that nature, train. And then after 5 o'clock, we kind of, it's like living with your second family. Have dinner. You know, we're at the station for 24 hours, so sleep there. If we have a call in the middle of the night, we're there. We're quicker to get out and go help someone if they need it.
So. I have so many questions for you here. How about when you go to sleep and you're at work, because you have to sleep, but are you kind of sleeping with one eye open because you could get the call anytime?
Yeah, kind of. You don't sleep as well as you do at home, that's for sure. Everyone has little niches that they do to help them sleep a little bit lighter. I sleep with the TV on just so I have some background noise. Don't get to sleep as good as I do at home, but it's fun. I mean, it's an awesome job. So,
do you have a fire pole that you jump down? Even if you don't need it, you just slide down the pole?
No, we don't, man. They remodeled the station I'm at right before I got hired on, and they took out the fire pole. They said it's too bad on the knees and the lower back.
So. Everybody's getting older. Sorry. We got to pull it out. Okay. So, man, do you have a wife?
Or
a girlfriend? No. You have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. What does she think about you risking your life all the time? Like, it's a noble thing that you're doing, but for her, I bet it's like, man, like it's tough, huh?
Well, we actually met because of that. I moved a little bit closer for a little while, and she was a bartender at a local restaurant, and we met because of the fire station, and she knew when we met that
hey, this is it. This is what I'm going to do no matter what. And she kind of realized how everything works out and how everything plays. And she's like, you know, I'm not really worried because you guys wash more trucks than you go to fires. So,
It only takes one fire, though, man. You're risking your life. Like, listen, all of us in the show, we really appreciate what you do. Like, all jokes aside, like, I know you called to say something about our show, but we're just a bunch of goobers up here talking on the radio. Like, what you do, that's real life stuff, man. We appreciate you.
I appreciate it, sir. It's awesome. Like I said, a big fan of you guys. Listen to you guys every morning. I'm on the road, so.
Can I send this guy, like, a signed book or something? Hey, can I send you a signed book? Will you read it? I don't even care if you read it. Will you take it and not throw it away?
Yeah.
All right, good. I have a book called Fail Until You Don't. Tara, hold on the line here. I'm going to get you this. Come on, clap. This guy's a hero right here.
Yes.
Come on. Risking his life every day. Come on. All right.
And then in his free time, or they install fire things in people's homes.
Cats out of trees.
I know. I'm like, gosh, firefighters.
Probably an old lady occasionally up in a tree, probably saving them. Come on, that's a good thing right there. I love that.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, I'm going to give you isolated vocals from a famous singer. Just tell me what band they're in. For example, listen to this clip. Here you go.
How long will I slide? Separate my side.
Would you know who that is, Amy?
Yeah.
You would know that was Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yes.
You would got a point if that were true. Okay, here we go. Name this. You can name the singer or the band, either one, by their isolated vocals from a recording studio. Go.
And just stay here in this moment for all the rest of time.
Go ahead.
Steven Tyler.
Correct. Good. Isn't that cool to hear that, Eddie?
So awesome. I love
it. Like, you hear his straight vocals, you hear the harmonies over the top of it. Like, we're such music nerds.
I love this so much.
Amy, name the lead singer. We'll just go lead singer only. Number two. Go ahead.
But if you never try, you'll never know just what you were.
Can you name that singer?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Chris Martin.
Chris Martin, correct. Okay. Number three, isolated vocals from a recording studio. Name the singer. Go.
Hello. With the lights out, it's as dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. Here we are now. Entertain us.
All right. Who is that? Do you know the song?
Yes.
It's just him in a studio singing, and they've taken the vocals off the recording, just the vocals. Who is that? Come on.
I can't think of.
No, nothing.
No. I mean,
Eddie?
I know the song.
Oh, that's so cool. That's Kurt Cobain.
That's it.
That's right.
Man, I got chills listening to that clip.
Let's do two more. Here is the next one, and this is, I'll give you a hint. It's 1970s. Okay. All right. Action.
Mama. Cry if I'm not back again this time tomorrow. Carry on as if nothing really matters.
Go ahead.
Freddie Mercury.
Yes, nice. All right, one more. Name this one. This is a singer's isolated vocals. Go ahead.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
Who's that?
Sometimes I give myself a creep.
No, you don't know it?
No, I mean, I know the song, but I can't think of who the guy is.
Or the band.
Do you know the band?
I think I'm cracking up.
Yeah, I'm going to be mad at myself for not.
You are going to be mad at yourself because you for sure know it.
I know.
It's Green Day, Billy Joe Armstrong.
Oh, okay, Green Day.
Hey, do this. Play that back. Amy, sing the harmonies to it. Like, sing the high part as it sings. Ready? And
do
go.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about
what,
nothing
did I do good?
And everything all
Eddie, sing the harmony to it.
Melodramatic fools. Neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
Amy, go high.
Sometimes I give myself the grease.
There you go, Amy.
Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me.
Close enough. All right.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Zoe Buck is in the fourth grade and she's never had a haircut. Her hair is all the way down to her knees and she's like, goes to her mom, says, Mom, you know what? It's time to get a haircut. I want to donate my hair to Wigs for Kids. Oh, wow. And so she cut all her hair off so a kid with cancer can get a wig.
Love it.
Yeah, how old is she?
She's in fourth grade, never had a haircut.
A lot of hair, too. Lunchbox cut his hair once. He grew it all out, and he was going to donate
for
it.
Love, so,
yeah, right. But that's not why he grew it out.
Oh, yeah, it was a bet.
It was a bet with
that's
his buddy.
Right.
Your buddy Mark, right?
Yeah, my buddy Mark. Yeah, he's a firefighter, and I hadn't had a haircut in a month. He goes, man, that's the longest I've ever seen your hair. And I was like, man, I'll go a whole year without cutting my hair. He goes, bet you won't. I said, okay. So we bet $1,000.
Wow. Jeez, who bets $1,000?
To grow your
hair. Hey, let's be real. There was
all the things.
All of it.
There was drinking involved.
Yeah.
And so after a year, I didn't get a dollar. But I had the long hair.
So you did fulfill your end of the bet. He didn't pay you.
No, he still owes me.
And but do you know why? Because that's too much money to bet over growing
no,
your hair.
No, he got pregnant.
It doesn't matter. That's still too much money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I understand that. But we had been drinking. And 6 months into the bet, when he got a girl pregnant, I was like, hey, dude, it's a lot of money. You're going to have a kid. You want to call off the bet? We'll just call it right now. He goes, no, man, I'm good for it. Still, here we are like 10 years later. He still owes me money.
And then his hair. So he did decide to donate it to Locks of Love or Locks for Love or whatever.
Good dude over there.
And
they used it, right?
Did you ever get your certificate?
I got rejected, man.
Yeah.
What?
Dude, it was too gross.
They wouldn't take
his hair because it was too gross.
Did you end up sending it to clean up the oil spill?
No, that was, no.
No one took your hair?
No one would take his hair. It was gross. It was funky and gross.
Yeah. Not funny because it says, when we use your hair, we'll send you a certificate. Name rejected. No certificate. I mean, it was long.
His hair
dude.
Was so long.
Middle of my back. I mean, come on.
It was
on.
Joe Dirt in the back. You had hair in the back. It's like that. But all of it. It was Joe Dirt front, back, side.
And this was when Tom Brady had long hair. So every day, out. Lunchbox just talking
about
like
how
Tom
Brady
looked like.
Be honest.
Yeah. You don't.
Everybody thought I looked like
but
Tom
be
Brady.
Be honest.
No, you don't.
No, the only thing I had in common was long hair.
Okay. But I do like her story.
Yeah, good job, Zoe Buck.
Good job, Zoe Buck.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Key West, Florida. A 22-year-old man went to a tattoo shop and got a shark tattoo on his calf.
All right.
And he said, ooh, it's going to be $200. Let me run to the ATM and get the money.
Yeah.
Never came back. Only problem is he put the picture on Instagram.
Oh, he put the picture of the tattoo?
Check out my new tat.
Yeah.
And the owner of the tattoo parlor said, get your blank back here before I call the cops. Guy didn't come back, so he called the cops.
I wonder how he was tipped off to that.
I guess he just started, searching social media and found the shark tattoo.
He had to be from the same town, though, right?
Yeah. Key West, Florida.
Like, he had to live there. It wasn't like a spring breaker or something.
Right, it wasn't someone on vacation. It was someone that lived there.
Yeah, it was stolen stuff you should never put online. Like, give it, 3 months?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
How about looking in your feed and seeing the guy going, hey, get back here. You're probably like, oh, no. Delete. Let me say, I'm looking at the phones. I'm shocked at how many people have an escape fund.
Okay, yeah.
An escape fund is you put a little money to the side just in case you have to escape your marriage.
Oh.
She said, the woman who I read the story about, said she was perfectly happy, but that every woman should have one just in case. Now I take it and go broader than women.
Yeah, I mean, do you think she's speaking to women that aren't working? So then does it have to be more shady because they're having to like sneak money into a fund?
No, she says, one of her friends said, hey, just put away X amount a month into your escape fund. And so she started doing it and she's happy. And
sounds hopeful. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Let's go over to Cody first.
Marriage is great, but.
Cody in Alabama. Hi, Cody.
What's going on, Bobby?
What do you think about this, buddy?
I actually had one. I had one and had to use it.
Hmm.
I didn't put it in there with hopes of a divorce. But I just put, some rainy day money away on the side and wound up having to use it for a divorce.
It rained.
Mm.
Yeah, it rained hard.
Yeah, hard. And that rain took away half his stuff.
Oh,
not really.
No.
But,
yeah. Amy.
Yeah.
Do you have car insurance?
I do. Yeah. Don't even talk.
Do you want?
This is like a prenup.
No, can I just say something without you yelling at me?
Yeah.
If I can have the talking stick for a second?
Okay. Yeah, you can. It's your show.
What? It's our show.
Okay.
You'll be.
But.
You'll be boss.
If you say, why would you do that? You don't want it to happen. Mm-hmm. Same thing with having car insurance. Mm-hmm. Life insurance. Mm-hmm. Just in case. You don't want to have a car wreck. Mm-hmm. But if you do, isn't it nice to be covered?
Yeah. For that rain.
You don't want to die.
Yeah.
But just in case you do, isn't it good that somebody else is covered? That's all I'm saying. Kelly in North Dakota, you're on the air.
Hey.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
What do you think about this escape fund?
I think that every person should have a little bit of something set aside for them. And if they need it as an escape fund, then yeah, that's what it is.
Question.
Do you think... Okay, go ahead. Yes?
Man, this is sick.
It's your show. Go ahead.
Talk. Okay. Does the other person know about this fund or is it open? Because a prenup, you both know about it. It's been signed. You're all in the know. But if you're just going to...
My husband knows.
Oh, okay. So does
he... Because he's a sole provider. Like, I work part-time.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, what?
So he's a sole provider and he's okay with you taking some of the money in case one day y'all don't work out.
I work part-time.
Oh, okay.
And so I do interior painting on the side. So when I have a big job, I put $100 away. And he knows that randomly I just take a little bit of my money and I just put it away.
But he knows it's for that, not for like clothes.
Well, before we were married, he knew it was for that. Now, we bought a boat with some of it.
There you go.
And I put it away.
Yeah.
And I agree with Cody. It's like a rainy day fund. And if that rainy day happens to be an escape, then it has to be an escape.
Okay.
You can call it a rainy day fund.
Right. It could be for any kind
in
of
In your
rainy
mind,
day.
Though. Because one of my friends just texted me who got divorced recently. Uh-huh. And he goes, hey, yo, escape funds aren't legal. I tried.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't call it
what?
That. It's got to be a different account.
Rainy
and
day
you can't
fund.
Even hide money. So
yeah, that's why I'm like, people, it's, as long as you know about it, does it make it more okay?
Paige.
I'm going to go with a strong no. In my opinion, you should take whatever money that you're feeling you need to save on the side in case of a divorce and buy some counseling for your marriage.
That's right.
Boom. But what if it's over? Like, what if the counseling is done and you've exhausted it?
Okay, then you cannot call it an escape fund. I see what you're saying. You know.
Okay, like, piggy bank. We'll call it piggy bank.
Okay, but if you're just putting money aside in case any crappy thing happens in your life and you just so happen to use it for that, I'm okay with it. But setting aside money strictly for just in case my husband decides to leave me, I'm not okay with.
Okay, and I appreciate your opinion.
Hold on. If he's the one that's causing the leaving, then yeah, it might be good to have a little extra money.
Oh, a little hot sauce over there.
I don't know. I can't decide. I guess if you both know about it, it just seems so not like hopeful. In the right direction.
I guess I'm just a Southern Louisiana Baptist.
No, I feel you. I'm with you. I'm just like...
She agrees with you.
I do agree with you. I'm just also... Sometimes it seems like, what if you never... I mean, some people are in some really hard situations where they might need a little escape fund. So I don't want to totally blanket hate it.
You don't blanket hate it. Hey, Paige, okay. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you later. Hey, let me do another one. Hey, Heather in Austin, what do you think about having an escape fund in a marriage?
I had an escape fund. I had a secret account. My husband started turning really mean, and so I started putting money aside and plans to leave him. And I did it, and I've exhausted all of those funds.
So you would recommend what?
You know, you should always have money set aside because you never know who you marry until you really divorce them.
Dang.
Wow.
You never know who you marry until you divorce them.
And then the true side comes out.
I just went through a 1-year long battle with my ex-husband, and it's finally over, but it was expensive.
That just tells me this, Heather, as I'm listening to you. I go,
oh boy.
I feel like Heather knows. She's been through... It's hard for me to go to somebody and take advice if they haven't screwed up a lot in what I'm asking about. So it'd be hard for me to go to a priest and talk about marriage because he's never been married.
Oh.
So that would be tough for me. So that being said, I feel like someone like Heather who's been through the ringer in a divorce, maybe when I find the person I'm going to marry, I divorce them, see how that's going, and if I really feel good about it, get remarried again. Like, that's the test.
Because you'll never know unless you divorce them.
Because I'll never know who I'm married until I divorce
them.
That's a good philosophy.
Dang. I'm kidding a little bit, Heather, but thank you for your story. I appreciate that. And you kept money.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. I appreciate you. I have so many calls that say they do this that I don't even want to put anybody else on because I'll go to court and play this tape back. And I don't want to be part of any lawsuit, frankly. So there we have it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are doing it.
Yeah. I think if there's like concern of safety or something, it's a little bit different. But just overall, like life is great, but...
But I'm good with always, regardless, not even relationship.
But you would also
with having
be good.
Funds. Like, hey, and if she wants to have one, great. I have no problem with that. I don't think I should get anything that she doesn't or she gets anything I don't.
Okay.
But if she wanted to do it, great.
That's fair. Yeah. Can y'all talk
you probably need an escape fund from me. You probably need a tunnel out of the bottom of the house.
I
need
have
a literal
one.
And figured. Yes, yeah, everybody has one around here.
It's my Bobby
escape. I pay Amy's escape fund, too. That was part of our deal. I'll fund your escape fund.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How would you feel about me, not if, but when I get a prenup?
What do you mean feel about you? I'm not going to judge you for it.
How would you feel?
I'd feel like, wow, I really want to see you trust someone someday. And I feel like if you ever do decide to get married, that person has had the ultimate trust that none of us have ever experienced. So I would like to see you just fully just go all the way, you know?
But it is all the way. Like, we're never getting divorced, so it's not going to matter.
Listen to you. You're never going to get divorced. It's not going to matter. Don't get the prenup.
But it's never going to matter. So why not get the car insurance? I'm getting a wreck.
It's not going to matter.
Unless another car sideswipes me and I'm not paying attention.
Yeah.
Life.
So confused.
But I feel like Bobby's marriage is going to be more like, okay, look, I'm going to live here. You live there.
We're going to eat at this time. We're going to be done at this
I'm
time.
I'm going to have this bank account. You have that bank account. Basically, we're going to live separate lives. We're going to be married.
Sign here. Give me a kiss.
But she's not going to be judgmental. That's it. Yeah, she's not going to judge.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What I will do is I will read a song in a dramatic form.
Oh, boy.
Like a slam poem. You have to name what country song it is.
Oh, cool.
Okay?
Ready? Yeah. I like this.
Okay, here we go. Got a girl from the south side.
Is it Eddie? Do I know my name?
Let's write it down. Okay, I'm in the middle of a performance.
Just
I'm in the middle of a performance over here.
My bad.
When you go to your slam poetry sessions, do you ever interrupt the person?
Never. Sorry. I should have known better.
Let me do it again. Got a girl from the south side. Got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, man, I about fell about my chair. All right.
Men.
I'm in for the win.
That's
easy.
Slam poem.
Don't look at my paper, Eddie.
Amy.
Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road.
Lunchbox.
Body Like a Back Road.
Eddie.
Body Like a Back Road.
Body Like a Back Road.
That's right there.
Got a girl from the south side. Got braids in her hair.
Like that one?
This sounds like already like slam poetry.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, thank you. Ready for this one?
Yeah.
Been up since the crack of dawn. Just trying to get paid. It's been hotter than 100 suns. I can't find no shade.
Oh,
I'm in.
I'm in too. Keep going though.
Just two more roads. I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. All right.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Dirt on my boots.
Might have a little dirt on my boots.
The Weeknd.
Eddie?
Dirt on my boots.
There you go.
Been up since the crack of dawn. Just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns. I can't find no shade.
All right. Name that slam poem. They're like, hey, who that there? With the shades like, oh. The way you move to the bass, hold up.
Wait,
what?
Hold on.
How long is this spinning from the second you walked in here? Because you look good.
What?
I'm in.
You want a little bit more?
Yeah. Keep going.
Go ahead.
Encore.
They're like, hey, who that there?
Who that there?
Who that? I'm in.
Right, let's go to Lunchbox first, because if he misses it, he's eliminated. Lunchbox?
Whoa. Black.
What? Eddie.
You look good. Bye. Lady A.
Amy, what do you have?
You look good.
They're like, hey, who that there with the shades like, oh.
didn't even know the words of that.
That's good.
There you go. Co-winners. Co-winners. Yeah. Yes, Amy and Eddie are back.
Congratulations, T-Bug.
Oh, thank you.
Little slam poem.
Oh, yeah, I got to play your winning song.
Honor to
be. Our first winner, Amy.
There she goes. There she goes again.
Our second winner, Eddie. Thank you all.
Bobby Bones Show.
Eddie got mad at his waiter.
Have you guys heard this story yet?
No. Of course Eddie got mad at someone in the service industry.
You, Lunchbox, you would be too.
Okay, hold on. I forgot about Lunchbox. Okay, so
you mean that Eddie is like...
Yeah, Eddie has no...
Chronically gets mad at servers. Yeah.
Customer service is important to me.
Eddie's our video producer. Been married for 11 years.
Yeah, 11 years.
Two kids.
Maybe 12.
Oh.
Gosh, I gotta figure that out.
What happened?
So we're just sitting down to eat. We sit down, the waiter comes up, and he looks right at my wife. He's like a Latin guy. You know, he's got an accent. Like,
aren't you a Latin guy?
Yeah, but I don't talk like the way he did. He talked like this.
Okay.
And he looks at my wife and goes, "Good evening, my love," and gives her the menu. Then he looks at all of us, me and my kids, and goes, "Good evening, guys." And I was like, "What? Okay, no big deal. Whatever, right? Okay. We eat. Well, we're waiting for our food. Our food comes. She gets her chicken. It's in the shape of a heart. I'm not kidding.
Chicken breast can be, though.
Okay, yeah. So he split it perfectly where it looked like a heart like this, Bones.
Okay.
And I'm like, and I finally tell my wife, I throw my fork. That's it. What? Do you notice? Do you realize he's like, she's like, oh, totally. Is he totally hitting on me? I'm like, yes, he's hitting on you. He called you my love. He gives you the chicken in the shape of a heart.
What?
You realize he just wants a tip.
Yeah, that's all he's doing.
Yeah, but
you want a tip? Don't hit on my wife.
Yeah.
I'm paying, obviously.
Is that what you wrote on your receipt?
No.
Tip.
Tip. Lay off my wife.
You're ridiculous.
You're ridiculous. Let me just play server's advocate.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
As a server myself for many years, if a wife comes in with a husband and kids, I know she's off limits. So I'm going to play to her. That's who you play to.
You do?
Of course.
How about the kids? How about like, hey, little guys, what are you going to eat? Like, no, you go straight to the wife and be like, my love, nice shirt you have there. Like, get out of here.
Did he talk about her clothes?
No, he just said my love.
Okay, now you're adding to it.
Yes, of course, but he's probably adding to it anyway.
And now he's like Russian.
No, I'm not. I have a picture of the chicken.
If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies.
Now he's Russian. Yeah, Rocky IV.
And he's not the cook, he's the server. Like, maybe the cook is into her.
You don't think he went to the cook and be like, can you make that in the shape of a heart?
No, Eddie.
For my love.
The server's got to play to somebody, and there's no risk. And flirting with a wife, with a husband, and two
kids.
There is
risk if he flirts with you. There's risk. What? Not with her.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
And you got to be like, yeah, and she's coming home with me.
Yeah.
What up? She's coming home with daddy. You got to be proud of that. My wife is hot. People are, even if he is into her, who cares? Be like, I'm glad he recognized she's a hottie. Extra tip.
I wouldn't say it in Lunchbox's words like hottie and daddy, but he is onto something.
Hottie and
it should make you feel as the husband like, oh wow, my
wife.
Why
are you so threatened by service industry people all the time?
It's not
customer service. You're always like,
you
angry
want
with
good
them.
Service, you have to complain sometimes.
Did you complain?
Nope.
How much did you tip him? What percentage?
Normal 20%.
Oh, okay.
No way.
I did. I sure did.
I'm saying no way. That's normal for you.
Oh, 20%.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
I was reading this article about how athletes spent their first big paycheck. Shaquille O'Neal blew $1 million on Mercedes cars for his whole family. Like, first check, Mercedes, 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 Mercedes.
Yeah,
$1 million.
Basically, his family was like, you get a Mercedes, and you get a Mercedes, and you get a Mercedes. Oh,
but that's cool to be able to do that for your family.
For sure.
Yeah. This article was trying to make it out like, look how, come on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, he's got plenty of money, what, you know, thing.
Venus Williams, a tennis player, she took her first paycheck and she put it in the bank, and she says that that first paycheck is $500,000 still in the bank. Plays it safe with her money.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Vince Young from the NFL, there's a whole story about how he ran up tabs of thousands of dollars at Cheesecake Factory and TGI Fridays. Notoriously, I believe would rent out, like buy all the seats on a Southwest Airlines plane. Did you ever read those stories?
No.
He wouldn't actually charter a plane from what I read. He would just buy all the seats.
And then what? Like, just him? He'd fly on it with, like, his friend?
Eddie, look at that. See if you can find that story.
Oh, boy. It sounds terrible.
David Carr in the NFL got a $14 million signing bonus while he was living in a house that had no furniture, so he and his wife went out and bought a couch and a TV.
Oh, wow.
After they got $14 million. Anyway, I like those stories like that.
What's the craziest thing you've ever bought?
I think when I first got the morning show, the crazy, nothing crazy, but I bought my mom a trailer.
And land, and like
an
right?
An acre and a half of land. Yeah. Yeah. That's probably the thing, like if we were to compare it, because I grew up really poor. So when I first started to make, and also I don't have kids or a wife or, what do I even spend money on, you know? Nothing.
Well, and I mean, so, especially yeah. then, that was like a really big deal.
I bought my mom a trailer and an acre and a half of land. I sold that land. Remember when they put me in the newspaper for not paying taxes on it?
Mm-hmm. You got called out. Front Street.
I didn't know I was supposed to pay taxes on it. And the newspaper had a big story about me not paying taxes. I sold the land for $1 to my cousin.
Oh, yeah. That's even cool, too. You know?
Yeah, I was like, if you can use it
Take
for
it.
A dollar, you can have it. Yeah. Okay, here's this Vince Young thing. On a 2007 Southwest flight from Nashville to Houston, Vince Young bought all the seats except for about 10 passengers who had bought tickets before he could buy the entire plane.
It's crazy.
The plane seated 130 passengers. He purchased 120 seats.
How's he doing now, though? He's good, right?
Yeah, I think he's fine. I think he works for the university.
Oh, I thought he had a steakhouse or something.
I think he probably likes his name. Probably.
I'm just kidding. He doesn't work there.
No, he doesn't work there. No.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
A California sheriff's office shared like the cutest video ever of a deputy rescuing a little baby bear cub that he found trapped inside of a trash bin. He had to lower a pallet into the container so that the little bear could use the pallet as a ladder to climb up, you know, like a little wooden pallet. Yeah. And it's just so cute. The young bear successfully climbed out, runs off, presumably to find its mother. They don't really know where the bear went. They didn't try to deal with that situation. But also just sending this warning out there to people with several bear and cub sightings around Lake Tahoe the past few weeks. Please remove food from your cars, keep your cars and homes locked, and avoid fluffy four-legged burglars.
Oh, come on. Come on.
But they do break into things. They really do. They can, like, open. Did you see Brooklyn Decker? You know, Andy Roddick and Brooklyn Decker, they live at a place where there's bears sometimes. And a bear went into her SUV, opened the car door, climbed around inside, got into
picked
her.
Picked up the mail, drove to the mailbox.
Yes.
Paid the bill.
Starbucks. Picked up some bucks for the family.
No, but here's a funny thing. She had a Yeti cooler in there. And the bear tried to get into it.
Of course.
But couldn't.
So
she was.
She just wasn't a commercial.
Come on, it's a commercial.
It wasn't a commercial.
It's like a Jeep slash Yeti commercial.
No, it was real life.
Okay. Well, I do like the story, though.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Before we get to the morning corny, breaking news from Josh in Bakersfield, California. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bobby.
Something big's happening in your life right now. Please share with us.
Yeah, my girlfriend's in labor right now.
And you are?
Father for the first time.
On the way to the hospital?
Yes, I am on my way to the hospital right now.
Why do I not hear, like, a little more frantic in your voice? Like, what's the deal? Come on, Josh, talk to me.
Yeah, trying to keep it cool, driving the speed limit, slow as smooth.
Is she in the car with you right now?
No, she was staying at her parents' house because they only live a couple of minutes away from the hospital, whereas I live about 45 minutes away.
How do you feel? Like, what's going through your head right now? You're about to be a dad for the first time in your life.
Yeah, kind of nervous. I'm kind of scared to see her in so much pain. It's going to be weird.
Are you going to watch the baby come out?
I haven't really decided that yet.
Better get to deciding, bro.
Yeah. The time is now.
Yeah.
Or she may not even want him to. What does she want?
Yeah, I think she wants to. We talked about like possibly catching the baby. But I'm not sure, you know, how it's all going to go down now that it's actually time.
Do you know if it's a boy or girl?
Yeah, it's a boy. His name's Liam.
Attaboy. You named him after the guy in Oasis, right?
No.
Oh, dang.
Liam Hemsworth.
No one particularly. Oh, I like to make the joke that I named him after Helium.
A terrible joke. Stop that joke. Don't do that joke.
Hey, that's good.
No. Terrible joke. Listen, I'm a professional joke teller. Terrible joke. Hey, that's awesome, though. Congratulations, Josh. I hope everything goes healthy, and I appreciate you calling us. It's a big day in your life, and you thought about us.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, can I give a shout out to her mom real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Ginger Jones. I know she's probably the only one that's ever going to actually hear this. I just wanted to say hi, and I'll see you soon, and I'm excited.
Why would she be the only one that would ever hear this? I believe more of your family should listen, my friend.
Oh, I agree. My mom listens, but she's retired now, so she's not usually in the car in the morning time.
Wake her up.
And then my girlfriend, she obviously isn't working right now, so she's not ever in the car in the morning either.
All seriousness, congratulations. Yeah. I hope it goes awesome, and thank you for calling, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Wow, look at that.
The Morning Corny.
How did the farmer find his wife?
How did the farmer find his wife?
He tracked her down.
He tracked her down.
Got he tracked
it.
Her
that's
down.
That's actually funny. Yeah, that's
oh,
funny.
Thank you, thank
that's
you.
That's funny. There it is. Thank you. There. The Morning Corny. Yeah.
Yeah.
He tracked her down.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I got one for you. Police in Utah say a Greyhound bus passenger jumped behind the steering wheel and pulled the bus over to the side after the driver passed out while driving. Now, that's a tough decision to have to make. Because is the driver really passed out? What do you do with their body? Throw them real quick?
Do you sit on their lap?
Oh, yeah.
Again, a question you have to wonder. Do you just sit on their lap? All things I would go, what do I do? How do I do this? Am I going to get...
Crawl on their body.
Am I going to go to jail? Because what if they're really not passed out?
Is there an emergency brake? And when you pull that, is it like a sudden stop? Or do you slowly hit the brake and bring it to a stop?
The Utah Highway Patrol says the passenger took over after realizing the bus driver was losing consciousness. So, again, you're taking a risk because losing, not lost. Losing. You're like, oh, boy, he didn't look good. Kind of risky for me to jump in there. But according to the trooper, the passenger stopped the bus with 20 other people on the board. The bus hit the concrete barrier on the side of the highway. No serious damage. No one was hurt. The driver, who suffered a medical episode, was taken to the hospital and recovering. Wow. But the passenger stopped the bus from crashing into other cars. Whew. Clutch thinking there.
Good call.
Because imagine if the driver wasn't passing out and someone tried to throw him off the steering wheel.
Yeah, he'd get awkward.
So good for him. They knew. And save people. That's your good news. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
You know, sometimes an artist will write a song and you'll go, man, that song's speaking to me. Like mm-hmm. You can feel it in your heart.
Yeah.
A lot of Jeep owners say this about this song called I Bought a Jeep. From Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots.
They do, actually.
And they tag us in all their pictures.
Did you say Jeep owners?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, I thought you said something else.
What do you think I said?
You know what? I heard that too,
I
Amy.
I totally heard Jeep owners.
A Jeep owner.
Like that. I thought you were renaming your fan club.
Yes, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
Jeep
is there, like,
owners.
Like OG, the OG
the
boners.
The OG boners.
And I'm like, wow,
well,
this
listen,
just went to a whole other
the
level.
The B team used to be called the boners,
right?
Mm-hmm. And then they were like, hey, could you not call them that anymore? Like our bosses. So now anyone that listens to the show or like believes in the show's message, they're called the B team. Instead of the boners. So I guess there are OG boners.
Yeah, but and Jeep owners.
But Jeep owners will tag me in their Jeeps and go, love the Jeep song. So just a little something wrote here about buying a Jeep. This is from Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots. You can download this, stream this, and come watch us on the road. We start our tour end of next week. Denver, Chicago. We're going to be all over the place. Vegas.
Cannot wait.
San Antonio. Amarillo.
Woo!
RagingIdiots.com to get tickets.
Show.
So Lunchbox mentors a kid. He doesn't like to talk about it because he's always like, I'm tough. I don't do nice things. But he does. Like he mentors a kid. How old is the kid?
He is in second grade.
8?
Yeah.
So you can tell him what happened.
So I was at mentoring the other day, and I don't know if they're just learning about this whole 911 thing or whatever, but we're walking by the information desk where a receptionist usually sits during the day, and there's a telephone back there, and he runs back there and dials 911, and he called, and they answer, and he's like, I just called to say what up, and he hung up the phone.
Oh, no.
What'd you do, mentor?
What'd you do?
He probably told him to do it.
Exactly.
They both laughed and ran away.
I'm just like, do it again.
No, I'm just like, you did not really just call. I'm like, oh my goodness. And they call right back. I'm like, no, everything's good. But then they had to send a cop up there.
Well, yeah, you answered. Everything's good. It's okay.
An adult man answered.
Nope. I know an 8-year-old just called, but it's all right.
I know I'm an adult man, unknown, with an 8-year-old. All good here.
I promise I'm not dangerous. I'm a good guy.
Trust me. That's no teeth, Keith.
All good. I had the best mentor, too. He taught me everything enough.
Good thing you answered that phone, Lunch.
We'll be at the park.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? And I mean, oh, man.
So, my stomach hurts. Laughing. So he calls 911. They call back. You answered.
They say, is there a problem? I said, no. And I tried to explain the situation. I'm the mentor.
What was the situation? You okay?
I said, well, look, I mentored this after school program, and I'm the mentor. That's my mentee. And I guess they're learning about 911. And he just saw the phone and he called, and they're like, and I'm like, everything's good. And they're like, okay. And they send a cop up there anyway, just to make sure.
So when the cop arrives.
Oh, I didn't handle it after that. That's when the head of the program has to deal with it. I don't have to deal with that. Like, I was like.
Did you mentor your kid anyway afterward about that and what happened?
Well, I was just like, you can't do that. Like, you're going to get in trouble. And he's like, no, they tell you to call 911. And I was like, and so now he's suspended for a couple days.
Oh, no.
From what?
What?
From the after school program. Because you can't do that.
He got suspended?
Absolutely.
Can you go rogue mentoring?
No, I can't go rogue because they pick him up with the school bus and everything and bring him to the facility.
Amy brought up a great point that was totally laughed over because we're all laughing. Lunchbox was mentoring a kid that got suspended on his watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, guys,
you should have gotten suspended.
You can't blame
me.
You're
suspended.
I am not the one that picked up the phone and called 911. Oh,
you have to start putting that probably on your application to mentor.
Like, you're a permanent record. Your mentee got suspended from
mentor. So, tell us about your past experience.
Oh.
Well,
got a kid kicked out of mentee class.
That kid's like later in life, like it's wherever. So what are you in for? Well,
it all started. He's like, well, it all started back when I was in second grade, and I had this mentor named Lunchbox.
Dang, dude!
Oh my gosh.
Dang, dude!
Yeah.
Do you tell your kid about the gang you're in, Little White Criminals?
No, I haven't told him anything about that. I'm trying to teach him like respect and how to respect others. Keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, treat others how you want to be treated. Things like that.
Okay.
You try to teach him that. And
well, that's interesting.
You got to do like in the second semester, we'll do SMART goals where they come up with a goal that's specific, measurable, attainable, and traceable.
Specific, measurable, attainable. Oh, you forgot the R. What's R? You didn't do R.
reachable.
Did you say it?
Yeah, I think I said reachable.
Okay.
Well, no, because that's attainable. I don't remember. Okay. But
you don't remember the rules?
No, it's something like that.
If you forget, just call 911. They got all the answers.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. All right, back at it with our Get to Know the Bobby Bones Show questions. Everybody taking part in this is Amy, co-host. How are you, Amy?
Hey, good.
Lunchbox over to my right.
Looking good, feeling good.
Our video producer, Eddie.
Hey.
All right. Everybody's good and awake?
Great.
All right. Get to know the Bobby Bones Show. The question today is, someone gives you a free $100, right? What's your favorite way to spend $100? Amy, you're up.
I'm probably going to go to Free People.
So what's Free People?
Or go shopping. I mean, I just picked a store that I know I can always walk in that store and find something that I like. And $100 would allow me to get maybe a couple things.
What kind of stuff is at Free People?
Sort of, what I'm wearing right now is Free People. It's more of a bohemian
like a
type
homeless
look.
Chic.
Homeless chic, yeah. Maybe sometimes it's some paisley.
Homeless chic.
Sort of rude, but he's not far off.
Yeah.
From
I was taking a risk by saying that because if Amy had been in a bad mood, she'd kill me over that one.
For sure.
But yeah, but no. It's
good mood. Good.
Like,
yeah. Good
I
mood.
Love Amy's it. Amy's so I feel like mood. If I were to get that, man, I might do a little bit of shopping because I don't know. Maybe because right now I feel like I need shop therapy because.
Why would you want to talk to me?
Truth be told, shopping just makes you happy sometimes. I don't really get to like go to the mall as much anymore because I'm a mom. So a lot of stuff happens online and it's not as satisfying.
ordering online?
Yeah, it's not as satisfying as like going and actually taking the time and shopping and walking around and taking that time for yourself.
See, I'm the opposite. I hate shopping.
I know, you and my husband.
I love ordering online and it just shows up.
Sure, that is what is more convenient.
That's
especially
exciting when you get a package, you're like, ooh,
okay,
mm-hmm. that could be my shake weight.
I know, but for girls, you may need to try on 3 different sizes before you know, and I order it just guessing which size, and then it's depressing because you get it in the mail and it's not the right size. You have to mail it back, get the blah, blah, blah. So anyway, kids have kind of cramped my mall time. And I'm not a crazy shopper, but maybe it's just I need alone time.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe that's actually yeah, maybe what, that's it is. What it is. What about you?
$100. You just give me $100?
Yeah.
I love shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more than anyone else on the show.
Oh, for sure.
It's a fact.
No doubt.
Probably. And I don't have any kids. So I don't spend money on kids. I'm not married. I buy a lot of shoes. So if you brought me a $100 bill and said, hey, do what you will, I would buy a pair of shoes. Mm. Yeah, and man, I don't need any more shoes.
You have a lot of shoes.
I have a lot of shoes, but I love them.
It's okay. I don't need more for people.
I know. I guess someone's
giving us money.
Right. You know who gave me a cool pair of shoes recently? It was Cole Swindell.
Yeah.
At the $1 Million Show, he gave me a pair of shoes.
Another pair? Mm-hmm. Didn't he get you some for Christmas, too?
He did.
Wow.
See, the thing amongst dudes is we all trade. There's guys' general love language is shoes because you don't really know how to give a guy a gift. You don't want to write a thank you card because the guy would be like, ugh. Mm. You know, buy him flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us will just buy each other shoes if it's like celebratory or if it's like congratulations.
Gotcha.
You just buy shoes. I bought Eddie shoes.
He did, and I love wearing them.
Yeah. I bought Raimundo. I bought you some Yeezys.
Yep.
Yeah, so shoes are a thing. Thomas Rhett bought me shoes.
Yeah.
That's a thing. I would buy shoes. I love shoes. What are you going to say?
Oh, I didn't know.
Tennis shoes, though. Not those fancy smancy.
Not like loafers?
No, tennis shoes.
Okay. Yeah, like you like funky shoes. Which, have you worn your Pharrell ones yet? Mm-hmm. The ones I got you?
They're on my Instagram. I wore them at a show.
Oh, I didn't know if you'd worn them.
Uh-huh. Amy bought me some.
They were very, very weird. I didn't know if you'd like them.
Like, yeah, I love them.
Okay.
One says empathy.
And one says gratitude.
Yeah, they're new Pharrell shoes. And yeah, I was doing a show in Michigan.
Okay, I just want to make sure they fit. Because I feel like you're like the type of person where they may not fit and you wouldn't tell me. Even though I could take them back and get the right size, you would just like keep them there.
They do fit. I would buy shoes. Let's go to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, $100, what would you buy?
You give me a $100 bill. I'm jumping in the 05 Altima. I'm driving down to the gas station. I'm walking in and I am buying lottery tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to invest that $100 in $100 worth of lottery tickets and hope to hit it big.
What kind of lottery tickets? $1 scratch offs?
Quick picks, $20 scratch offs, $5 scratch offs. I mean, with $100, you get a mix of variety, and that way you have more options to win.
So you buy a grab bag of all the different ones?
Yes.
Would you buy a $50 one?
I'd buy a $50 one, no problem, because you know what they say. You got to bet money to win money.
Yep.
And the bigger the ticket, the bigger the ticket, the more likely you're going to win.
But the odds are still not even that you're going to win.
I don't know what you mean.
Meaning, it's not even odds that you're going to win. They still have an advantage over you.
Right, okay, they can have that advantage. But if I'm getting the $50 ticket, my advantage is closer than the $1 ticket.
So with $100, you buy lottery tickets.
Lottery tickets. Pay me, my friend.
All right, our video producer, Eddie, $300. What do you do?
It's easy. I just tell my friend, let's go to a bar. Like, right now, Lunchbox, Ray, Bobby, you're cheap. You don't drink. Everyone, let's go, and I'll buy alcohol. That'll probably last about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what I'd like to do.
That's what you do with $100.
Yeah.
Here's the $300. You go do that.
Let's just go to a bar right now and just drink.
All right. There you have it. Yes, Lunchbox.
I'm just going to say, I don't know if that's true.
Why are you hating on
Why?
His answer? All he's doing is giving his answer.
Hey, because you never offer to buy me drinks. Because
no one gives me $100.
There you go.
Exactly.
$300. Come on.
There it is. Well, there you go. Get to know the Bobby Bones Show. That's what we do with $100. The Bobby Bones Show. I'm going to wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. On Instagram, I'm Mr. Bobby Bones. You can click and follow. Just want to say appreciate you guys being here. Lots of options for you. So the fact that you listen to us, we really appreciate that. And if you spend 10 minutes or 5 hours, we appreciate that. Listen to the show back on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Just search Bobby Bones Show. Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery
wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.